meeting will now come to order. Let us please stand for a moment of silence. March 25th, 2014, County Council meeting. Thank you. Please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you, Madam Clerk. Please call roll.
Mr. Bell?
Here.
Mr. Bullock?
Here.
Mr. Cartier?
Here.
I know
you. Ms. Diller?
I can't stay.
Mr. Hollins?
Here.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Here.
Mr. Powers?
He's here.
Mr. Powers?
Yeah, here.
Mr. Retta?
Here.
Mr. Sheldon?
Here.
Mr. Smiley?
Here.
Mr. Street?
Here.
Mr. Tackett?
Here.
Mr. Weiner?
Here.
Mr. President, the roll call reveals 13 present.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. We'll now have approval of minutes. Are there any corrections or amendments to the minutes of the meeting of March 11, 2014?
Motion to approve is distributed.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
The minutes are approved. Any announcements from members of council tonight? Councilmember Weiner.
Yes, Mr. President, thank you. I'd like to announce that it's my intention to not introduce 82 through 87 and to leave on the table 27 and 28.
Thank you. Any other announcements from council? Councilmember Cartier.
Yes, Mr. President, I will be making a presentation tonight.
Thank you, sir. Any other announcements from council? Seeing none, we'll now move on to introduction of ordinances. Madam Clerk, please proceed.
Ordinance 14022 to amend FY 2014 operating budget, revise the Department of Administration. Ordinance 14023, amend the grants budget, appropriate $40,578.55 in state aid to local law enforcement funds from the State of Delaware Department of Public Safety to the Newcastle County Department of Public Safety SALI FY 2014 Police Focused Overtime Grant. Ordinance 14024, amend the grants budget, appropriate $38,661.82 in emergency illegal drug enforcement funds from the State of Delaware Department of Public Safety to the Newcastle County Department of Public Safety's EIDE FY 2014 Drug Investigation Overtime Grant. Ordinance 14025, amend the grants budget, appropriate $29,000 in state aid to local law enforcement funds from the State of Delaware Department of Public Safety to the Newcastle County Department of Public Safety SALI FY 2014 Police Training Grant. Ordinance 14026, to amend Newcastle County Code Chapter 40 Unified Development Code or UDC Article 6 Sign Regulations regarding electronic variable message signs.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. We'll now hear a report from select and special committees. Start with our Finance Committee. Councilmember Smiley.
Yes, Mr. President. The Finance Committee met 1:30 this afternoon in the 8th floor conference room. We discussed Resolution R14-081 and approved some council grants.
Thank you, Councilman Smiley. Land use. Land use. Councilmember Tackett.
Thank you, Mr. President. Tuesday, March 18th, the Land Use Committee met upstairs. We reviewed application on the agenda tonight, and we also had a presentation that was by the Land Use General Manager, Eileen Fogarty.
Thank you, Councilmember Tackett. Technology Subcommittee, Councilmember Weiner.
Yes, Mr. President. The Technology Subcommittee met in Council Chambers on March 18th, at which time we discussed various proposals to provide video access to the public.
Thank you, Councilmember Weiner. Personnel Committee.
Yes, Councilmember Shannon. Thank you. On the 8th floor today at 3 p.m., Council voted on helping and changing the updating of the Council Handbook.
Thank you, Councilmember Shannon. Executive session, Executive Committee meeting today. We heard from the Audit Committee candidate to serve our county, and we also discussed a resolution that will be coming forth tonight regarding fast food workers and the right to unionize. Moving on now to the consent calendar. Any member of the council or the public may remove an item from the consent calendar for further discussion by a simple request. If an item is not removed, it will not be subject to amendment, discussion, or other objection. It will be voted upon as a package. Consent calendar items are noted on the agendas as such. They are published in the newspaper and are available tonight in the back of the room. Is there anyone from council or the public who wishes to have an item removed at this time? Seeing none, is there a motion to approve the consent calendar?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Madam Clerk, please proceed with the reading of the consent calendar.
Resolution 14072, honoring the life and legacy of Mr. James H. Junie Evans, Jr. Resolution 14073, acknowledging the Claymont Fire Company for hosting the Claymont Design Review Advisory Committee draft for the past 5 years. Resolution 14074, honoring the life and legacy of Wilma D. Valahora. Resolution 14075, appointing Kenneth W. Porter to the Newcastle County Employees Retirement System Board of Trustees. Resolution 14076, appointing Stephen J. Cordano to the Newcastle County Audit Committee. Resolution 14077, congratulating Corey Alexander Lausenberg for achieving the rank of Eagle Scout. Resolution 14078, honoring the life and legacy of Francis W. Daugherty.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Please call the roll on the consent calendar.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Bullock?
Yes.
Mr. Cardy?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Shelton?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. President, the roll call reveals 13 yes.
The consent calendar has been passed. A presentation is Councilmember Cartier.
I'd also like to invite Jay Street to join us as co-chair of public safety as well.
Hey, good to see you, man.
I'd like to, first of all, welcome leadership from the Claymont Fire Company. We have tonight with us Tom Christopher, the president, Matt Palmer, the vice president, Ed Hassel, the chief of the company. And what you're viewing on the screen is the very new Claymont Fire Company edition on the Philadelphia Pike. As you all know, we have a Claymont Renaissance process underway for almost a decade now. The Claymont Fire Company, in building this building, created one of the first major important buildings as part of the Claymont Renaissance, and did other great things to advance the cause of improving Claymont, and that's why we're here this evening to honor them for their commitment to the community. Claymont Fire Company's primary purpose is to protect safety and the property of residents of Claymont and Great Rainy Wine Hundred. However, they are much more than that. This group of professional volunteers has made their duty and responsibility to aid the community in all aspects of everyday life, not just putting out fires and saving lives. Through their granting use of their facilities to civic and community groups, their support in improving Claymont exemplified by the construction of this new building. And Tom, how much did that cost the Claymont Fire Company, that new building?
Is that an idea of that?
$5.4 million in improvements along the Philadelphia Pike, as well as hosting the Claymont Design Review Advisory Committee. The members of the Claymont Fire Company, represented here tonight by their leadership, embody the definition of good neighbor, being a good neighbor, and are great community leaders in all the area of Claymont. And I would like to read this resolution honoring them because they really exemplify civic leadership, volunteerism, and caring about their community. You know, and over the years, Claymont, which I call the unincorporated town of Claymont, people identify themselves as Claymont people, instinctively, the people who live in 19703. You know, land use through this county government hasn't always been a good and favorable thing in their community. So, one of the goals of the Claymont Renaissance is to redress the problems of land use, to give the local people of Claymont a voice in the future of land use and planning in their community. And they have done that through the institution of the hometown overlay, which County Council passed into law several years ago. And we have a local land use advisory committee called the Claymont Design Review Advisory Committee, a committee which is comprised of local people looking at all the different land use proposals. And in this manner, they have gotten control of the future of their community. And this building is one example of that, but I'll continue by reading this resolution number 14-073. Acknowledging the claim on Bach Company for hosting the claim on design review advisory committee for the past 5 years. Whereas the Claymont Design Review Advisory Committee was formed to implement the Claymont Hometown Overlay District Plan, and whereas it was a need to hold draft meetings in the heart of Claymont, and whereas in 2009, the Claymont Fire Company, headed by President Tom Christopher, graciously offered the use of their fire hall for these meetings, and whereas the Claymont Fire Company did not charge any fees for hosting the Claymont Design Review Advisory Committee to benefit the Claymont community. And whereas there has been no stronger proponent for Claymont Renaissance than the Claymont Fire Company and its members, whereas the selfless acts of these volunteer firefighters extend to all aspects of community service, not just saving life and property. Now, therefore, be it resolved by and for the County Council of Newcastle County, the County Council hereby acknowledges and thanks the Claymont Fire Company for hosting the Claymont Design Review Advisory Committee meetings for the past 5 years, as well as their continued support of the Claymont community in every way. Thank you, gentlemen.
Did you want
to say anything, or about all this experience?
Thank you.
Good. Thank you. Congratulations. Give them another big hand. Thank you so much. Appreciate your service. We'll continue with our agenda, consideration of resolutions removed from the consent calendar and other resolutions, R14-079.
You moving that in, Chair? We haven't even read it in.
Mr. Sean.
Mr. President, I have resolution 14-079 be read in by title only.
Sorry.
I thought we were, too.
I thought we were holding
that. I think we're being tabled. That's tabled.
Yeah.
We're tabled. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Caught me off guard.
I'm sorry. So. We're just moving right along.
Still got to read it in and table
it. You got
to
read it.
You still have to read it into the record, I think. 79 is tabled. 14-079 is tabled. Please read it into the record.
Resolution 14-079, consenting the appointment of Christine Dunning for the position of Chief Human Resources Officer.
Okay. It's been tabled.
I move resolution 14-079 be tabled.
Second.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
The ayes have it. Thank you. Resolution 14-080. To read it in, please.
Second.
Resolution 14-080, supporting the campaign by fast food workers for higher wages and the right to unionize.
Mr. Tackett.
Thank you, Mr. President. And as we spoke upstairs in the committee meeting, I was honored to be able to take the lead on this resolution that supports the fast food workers and their ability to organize and make a decent, fair living wage. These fast food workers are many times very active, engaged in their communities. They do a diligent job out there for the service of our community, and it's something that they absolutely deserve to make a fair wage for doing a great job for the service in our community.
Thank you, Councilman. Any questions or comments from Council? Any public comment? Please come. Please sign in, Councilman Smiley, to your right. Yes.
They have 3 minutes. 3 minutes. They have 3 minutes.
Okay. Please sign in at that desk there. Thank you. state your name for the record. You have 3 minutes.
Hi, I'm Mike Matthews. I'm the president-elect of Delaware Americans for Democratic Action. I'm also the president of the Red Clay Teachers Union. I stand tonight urging council to pass this resolution before you right now. As president-elect of Delaware ADA, it is a firm belief of ours and a position that all fast food workers in the United States of America, and particularly here in Delaware, Newcastle County, need to make more money. They need to make a living wage. They need to be able to pay their bills so that they don't necessarily have to rely on those government services to make ends meet. I'm also standing here as a teacher and a union leader of the Red Clay Teachers. I'm a teacher in a Title I high poverty school. Many of the parents of my students work at these fast food locations. Some work multiple shifts, multiple jobs, just to make ends meet, and they still require those government services. I urge you to support this amendment because you'll be supporting our families, our children, and the teachers in our schools who deal with the issues of rampant poverty. Please support the resolution before you tonight, and I thank you.
Thank you. Next, please. Please state your name for the record.
My name is Benjamin Hunter, and I work at Burger King. I'd like to first say thank you to Councilman Tate. Thank you to President Bullock.
Yes.
Met you. I'm just here to say that we deserve a fair living wage. We work just as hard as anybody else works. The job is not a job that is basically meant for teenagers anymore. This has become a job. 38% of the people that work in fast food are over 30 years old. Mm. They're not teenagers. All we're asking for is a fair living wage so that we can support our families and take care of our children. Nobody wants to ask for government assistance. Nobody wants to ask for help. Everybody wants to depend on themselves. And all we're asking for is a right to be able to depend on our own selves. Thank you for your time.
Thank you. Next. Please state your name for the record.
Daisy Cruz. Good evening, everyone. My name is Daisy Cruz, and I'm the director of the 32BJ SEIU Mid-Atlantic District. 32BJ represents 145,000 workers in 11 states and 10,000 in the Delaware Valley.
Mm-hmm.
We represent office custodial employees in Wilmington and in the surrounding Newcastle County. We believe that all workers deserve a living wage. We stand behind all low-wage workers, whether it's Wilmington janitors fighting for a fair contract or fast food workers organizing for $15 an hour and a union. In August, Wilmington fast food workers went on strike because they were tired of struggling to get by. They walked off their jobs and took part in the largest fast food strike in our nation's history. We're here today because despite working hard at Burger King, Wendy's, McDonald's, and other fast food restaurants, a growing number of fast food workers are forced to rely on public assistance programs just to make ends meet. Fast food workers nationwide are paid so little that the public needs to provide assistance to make sure workers can afford basic everyday needs. In addition to organizing to overcome the challenges of working in a low-wage industry, fast food workers throughout our country are now raising their voices against wage theft. Recently, workers in California, Michigan, and New York have filed lawsuits alleging McDonald's is robbing employees by forcing them to work off the clock, shaving hours off their time cards, and not paying them overtime, among other practices. They demand McDonald's, which earned nearly $5.6 billion in profits in 2013, to pay back the stolen wages and stop its illegal theft on workers' pay. Taken together, these lawsuits argue that McDonald's Corporation and all the franchises are both responsible for wage theft that occurs at franchise restaurants because of the control the corporation exerts over daily operations at the franchise locations. Elected officials throughout the nation are also stepping up and raising alarm bells over industry pay practices.
You have 1 minute, ma'am.
I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
So on behalf of thousands of members of 32BJ, I would like to thank, of course, President Bullock and Councilmember Tackett for their leadership in supporting Resolution Number 15080. did I say it right? 14080, a resolution addressing that these FAFSA poverty wages income, I'm sorry, addressing FAFSA poverty wages income inequality and support the low wage worker campaign for a living wage and the right to form a union without retaliation. I strongly urge for Newcastle County members to pass resolution 14080. Thank you.
Thank you. Madam Clerk, please call.
Mr. President.
Sorry. Councilmember Bell.
If I may ask to be added as a co-sponsor of this resolution, I'd appreciate it.
Thank you. So be it. Councilmember Powers.
So would I, please.
So be it. Councilmember Retta. You added.
Yes.
Councilmember Sheldon added.
All council.
Mr. President.
Yes. Is all council supportive of this? So be it. Thank you.
Looks like we got a pretty good chance here.
Yeah. It's going to be a squeaker.
Mr. President, I don't want to be, yeah, I prefer not to be added as a co-sponsor.
Okay. Let the record reflect.
That's okay.
Madam Clerk, please call.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Bullock?
Yes.
Mr. Cardiac?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Not voting.
Mr. President, the roll call reveal is 12 yes, 1 not voting.
R14-080 is approved. R14-081. I'm sorry, Mr. Cartier.
Yes. Thank you, Mr. President. I'd like resolution 14-081 read by title only placed before council for its consideration and adoption.
Second.
Resolution 14-081, authorizing the county executive to sign a contract with MetLife to serve as the approved administrator of the deferred compensation program.
Mr. Cartier.
Thank you, Mr. President. Members of council, we have tonight this resolution which proposes to allow the county executive to sign the service agreement contract with MetLife for the deferred compensation program, which is our, what is we call our 457B. It is the public sector equivalent of the 401K. It's a retirement vehicle that our county employees can voluntarily contribute to. And currently we are with a vendor called IMARC, and what this resolution proposes is we are going to leave that relationship with the current 457B provider and migrate our funds over to MetLife. MetLife, several years ago, was the provider of the 457B contract to Newcastle County. I have been through a lengthy process discussing this issue with our union representation of all the county unions at the conference room on the 8th floor. I have explored all of the issues and concerns that they have brought to the table, and I feel that at this time we can go ahead and I can present this to council with confidence that the interests of the members of the plan are going to be cared for. We had such issues come forward as, you know, MetLife retains under contract a lot of fixed annuity contracts with our employees. The fixed annuity contracts that are currently in existence remain in existence. Any new funds that would be contributed would go into another fixed annuity platform or into a new platform of mutual funds which offer stocks and bonds. MetLife is also committed to having a continuous presence and working with our plan investors on their concerns and questions about what investment portfolio they'd like to place their deferred compensation or eventual retirement funds into. So I feel at this time that my questions are answered. One of the other outstanding questions is what would the fee be to the plan holders by migrating these funds from IMARC over to MetLife, and we've been assured that it would be treated as a business-to-business issue and that those fees would be little to none. So at this time, I think after this lengthy process following the code where we initially adopted the recommendation of the committee in the Human Resources Department that recommended this change. We've adopted that. This is the second part of that requirement under law to adopt the service agreement of the new 457B provider. And I would also like to say that I do think there will be a third phase to this or resolution or ordinance. I think we need to recraft how this retirement benefit is handled to make ensure that our county employees have the maximum possible input about whatever vendor or terms of the agreement we have with the 457 vendor in the future. So you can look forward in the next months, me bringing forward that piece of legislation after I've worked with our county union representation to solicit their input about this very important benefit that many of our county employees take advantage of.
Thank you, Councilman. Any other questions or comments from Council? Councilmember Diller?
Just quickly, I would like to thank Councilwoman Kilpatrick and Councilman Smiley for their leadership on this issue. I know that they spent a number, quite a bit of time dealing with this and would really appreciate their leadership. Also, I feel like Councilman Cartier is right. There's still a third piece in this. As this becomes a more important part of people's retirement, we really need to take a look at the whole process of making decisions about the 457 plan, and I look forward to that.
Thank you, Councilwoman. Councilman Smiley, Councilman
Thank you Cartier. Very much for the accolades. However, it was Councilman Cartier who took the leadership on this. Although I could really use a compliment tonight, it doesn't belong with me.
I misspoke. I'm sorry, Councilman Cartier.
But I'm sure you owe me thanks for something, so
I do owe you thanks for something, I'm sure.
I do want to continue, yes. If I can, what I have before. I just want to say that I did not support the recognizing of MetLife at the last meeting because there were still some, for me, it was vague as to the cost of the transference of funds. Now, I heard Councilman Cartier, it was my understanding what we heard at the finance, is that they've cleared that up and there will be no charges to the participants for the transferring of funds. So given that, I will be voting in support of this evening.
Thank you, Councilmember. Councilmember Cartier.
Yes, I would be remiss if I didn't recognize Councilmember Kilpatrick's participation in this effort, and I appreciate her her input and commentary, and she provided some valuable, input in this. The other thing, just for the record, I am a participant myself in the 457B program.
Thank you. Public comment.
You won't thank me for nothing?
So now, Madam Clerk, please call.
Mr. Bell.
Yes.
Mr. Bullock.
Yes.
Mr. Cartier.
Yes.
Ms. Diller.
Yes.
Mr. Hollins.
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick.
Yes.
Mr. Powers.
Yes.
Mr. Retta.
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon.
Yes.
Mr. Smiley.
Yes.
Mr. Street.
Yes.
Mr. Tackett.
Yes.
Mr. Weiner.
Yes.
Mr. President, the roll call reveals 13 yes.
R14-081 is approved. R14-027. Mr. Weiner, I believe this is on the table, but it must be read into the record.
No.
Am I correct or no?
No
reading, correct. R14-027 is tabled. R14-028 is also will remain on the table. We now move to ordinances. Ordinance 13-064. Mr. Smiley.
Yes, Mr. President. I request that ordinance 13-064 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration.
Second.
Ordinance 13-064, revised zoning map, Newcastle 100, northwest side, Pulaski Highway, US 40, between Holly and Oriole Avenues, 0.26 acres from NC 6.5 Neighborhood Conservation to CR Commercial Regional and to amend the 2012 Comprehensive Plan, consistent therewith.
Mr. Smiley.
Yes, this is a small parcel actually located on Pulaski Highway 40 West, for those that are familiar with it, located across Route 40 from Honda East. Right now, it is a vacant parcel known to collect trash and whatever else blows in there. So this will be an improvement. This will be a small office building. It will, in addition, it will assist the church next to it, because on the weekends they will be able to avail themselves of the limited parking spaces that are in there. I tried to find a way to describe this to where my fellow council members or constituents couldn't turn it on me, but bottom line is it's pest control and extermination, so I guess either could be used on me. But that's what it is. There would be low volume, and there's been no negative from any of the people that live in the area. In fact, this is one of the last few parcels along that stretch that is not commercial. So it will definitely fit with the surrounding area.
Thank you, Councilman Smiley. Questions, comments from council? Public comment? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please call.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
I believe this is a poll vote.
Yeah.
Please state, when the clerk calls, please state your reasoning for supporting this ordinance. Please, Mr. Bell. Mr. Bell.
I am voting yes based upon the positive recommendation from our land use department, and it meets the characteristics of the neighboring properties along Route 40.
Mr. Bullock?
I'm voting yes based on the land use's vetting and recommendation, and it continues the quality of life issues on that corridor.
Mr. Cartier?
I am voting yes based on the positive recommendation of land use department, and based on the fact that it fits the community character.
Ms. Diller?
I'm voting yes based on the recommendation of the land use department, and because the change in zoning will make it consistent with the zoning in the surrounding area.
Mr. Hollins?
I'm also supporting the recommendations from the land use department and the planning board and voting in the affirmative.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
I'm voting yes based on the recommendation of the land use department and that the infill of this property is consistent with the character of the others along that corridor.
Mr. Powers?
I'm voting yes by the recommendation of the land use department and also the surrounding commercial properties around it.
Mr. Retta?
I'm voting yes in agreement with the land use department.
Mr. Sheldon?
I'm also voting yes based upon the positive recommendation of land use and consistency of the surrounding areas.
Mr. Smiley?
I am voting yes in support of the land use recommendation as well as the fact that it will conform to the zonings in the immediate area.
Mr. Street?
Yes, based on the recommendation of the department, and it is consistent with the character of the existing community.
Mr. Tackett?
I am voting yes. I'm joining the planning board and the land use and their positive recommendations.
Based upon the affirmative recommendation from the planning board and the land use department, I am voting in the affirmative.
Mr. President, the roll call reveals 13 yes.
Ordinance 13-064 is approved. Ordinance 14-003 is tabled. Ordinance 14-020 is also tabled. Item J, do we have any honorary resolutions? Item K, L, any public comment tonight? Councilman Street, other?
Yes, Mr. President. I'm going to be brief, but some of the comments brought forward in regard to the wage for fast food workers and some of the comments made tonight. In those comments, it was mentioned that teenagers are no longer doing those jobs. The fact of the matter is, teenagers basically don't have access to jobs. Highest rate of unemployment right now is with teenagers. So then we wonder out loud why the illicit drug trade can pull our young people in, get them into the system at an early age. We wonder out loud why we have one of the highest rates of teenage pregnancy in the country. We wonder out loud why we have one of the highest rates of infant mortality in the country and on down the line. And what I'm saying is employment's a problem for adults, wages is a problem for adults, and getting a job for a teenager who wants to do the right thing and stay out of trouble is all but impossible. When I was parks director, I had 1,200. Last year, just in the summer program, last year, there were less than 400 in the city. So we continue to be challenged with economics, and also listen to the president of the Teachers Union of Red Clay talk about teaching Title I children, and
of Title I parents, some of them very often have children in daycare. You got two kids in daycare, even with assistance, you're going to pay $500 a month. So after you pay your daycare bill, you pay your light bill. If you're making less than $10 an hour, how are you supposed to eat? And I'm saying all that to say, the problem we have with economics, you know, it appears that President Johnson's war on poverty has turned into a war on people in poverty. We continue to be challenged, and I think we have a responsibility as a government to continue to try to lead, work with this county executive, and work with other governments to make a positive difference, because it's a terrible situation, in my opinion.
Thank you. Any other comments? Councilmember Weiner.
Mr. President, thank you. We passed as part of our agenda without discussion many appointments, but I just feel a moment to address the appointment of Kenneth Porter to the County Pension Board is important to put a note on the record. Mr. Porter was the DuPont Company's chief actuary, now retired. He provided critically important leadership to help guide the company and other companies throughout the world, and now he'll be helping to guide our pension fund, which is currently underfunded. We taxpayers have to do better fund management, or else we are going to face two unacceptable options: increased taxes, or, and it's not even acceptable, government bankruptcy. And we can say that and it sounds draconian, but we can turn this ship around. It's certainly we have the time to do it, but we need to be making those course corrections now. Our funding has gone from 100% 10 years ago to less than 50% fully funded, applying the new federal guidelines, and that's a current approximate value of $400 million pension fund. It was the recession combined with the lack of leadership and other serious punches to the belly that put us in this toll, but we lost private sector expertise, and that was provided by folks that ran the pension company in DuPont, that when we were last fully funded, they were there. And I'm happy to be following in that tradition again, and I want to thank the Gordon administration for supporting my nomination of Kenneth Porter.
Thank you, Mr. Weiner. Any other comments?
Motion to adjourn.
Was that second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Meeting is adjourned. Thank you.